You're listening to SBS News.
The majority of adult Australians will be able to cast their vote in the federal election on the 21st of May. But there's a significant proportion of the community who don't have a say. Under the Electoral Act, people deemed of unsound mind can't have their names on the electoral roll or vote in elections. And a person can be removed from the electoral roll based on an objection. The law disproportionately affects people with disability, who make up about a fifth of the population. Australian Federation of Disability Organisations CEO Ross Joyce says people with disability should be able to participate in democracy.
Voting is an important piece for people with disability, who make up a large proportion of the population, and those that are 18 plus deserve the right to be able to cast their vote and also receive materials in an accessible format.
Samantha Connor is the president of People with Disability Australia. She has muscular dystrophy, uses a wheelchair for mobility, and is a parent to six children, including five with a disability. Ms. Connor says the unsound mind provision needs review.
We have the right to express who is going to be in charge of our country, especially at crucial times like now, when we need to make sure that we have a working NDIS and that people with disability get the supports that they need. There's a provision which is just an archaic provision which says of unsound mind. And if you unpack that, it really means anybody with a diagnosis of a mental health condition. It's not in line with Australia's human rights law.
Between 2008 and 2012, more than 28,000 people were removed from the electoral roll based on the unsound mind provision. In 2014, the Australian Law Reform Commission recommended the provision be removed, as it considered the phrase derogatory, judgmental, and stigmatising. And it cited the United Nations Convention of the Rights of Persons with Disability, which says a person's ability to make decisions cannot justify excluding people with disability from exercising their political rights. Since then, no legal reforms have been made in Australia. A group of 65 organisations and experts have signed an open letter to Prime Minister Scott Morrison and opposition leader Anthony Albanese, calling for reforms. One such organisation is the Australian Lawyers for Human Rights. Its Vice President and Chair of Disability Rights, Natalie Wade, says it's unclear why the government has failed to act on reforms.
It absolutely shows that the government is not taking the rights of persons with disabilities seriously in informing who forms government in this country and ensuring that everyone has the right to vote in Australia.
Ms. Wade describes herself as a proud disabled woman with high care needs and uses a wheelchair. She says the current law removes the ability of people who might fall in the unsound mind category to vote for the government and elected members of parliament that create policies such as the National Disability Insurance Scheme and Australia's Disability Strategy.
Both of which are key public policy initiatives that seek to protect and promote the human rights of people with disabilities throughout Australia. So it's alarming, to say the least, where a person with a disability is unable to decide who it is that will be determining those key public policy initiatives in Australia.
Ms. Connor says this reinforces the stereotype that people with disability don't contribute to society.
We want to be able to pay taxes, get jobs, vote, and contribute in the same way. You know, we want to be people who are not just seen as takers and who are not just seen as leaners and who are seen as lifters and who are able to equally participate. And that means that we have the right and the responsibility to be able to choose our leadership in the same way that other Australians do.
Mr. Joyce says the Australian Electoral Commission has made some changes to make voting more inclusive.
We obviously have been working strongly with the AEC over a number of years, and quite a number of the AFDO member organisations have been working strongly with the AAC to ensure that we improve the accessibility and ensure that we make more accessible information about their voting rights and about how to cast valid votes and participate in the democratic process.
But Ms. Wade says people with disabilities have diverse experiences and changes need to be equally diverse. She suggests the AEC provide more one-on-one support so people with disabilities can seek independent resources and assistance to better understand the voting process.
It's difficult to sort of say that there is a one-size-fits-all or there's a specific accommodation that could be made that would ensure that every person with a disability would be allowed to vote. But particularly we would like to see changes to attitudes around the capacity for people to vote, that is for people to be seen to be inherently able to vote before their voting rights are removed on the basis of a medical condition or a diagnosis.
She says it's not just about making accommodations.
We would also like to see the Electoral Commission take a key leadership role in ensuring that the vote of people with disabilities is championed throughout the voting process. So really to see the Electoral Commissioner support and also encourage voters with disabilities to get out there and vote.
Ariana Lucente, SBS News.